not endorse, and is in no way responsible to any claims made during this broadcast.
WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
It is Monday, June the 15th, 2026, broadcasting live from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. It's time for another edition of the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7. We are Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. I am Sean Whitfield, and we're going to spend the next hour with you talking NASCAR. We are celebrating 25 years talking NASCAR on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, and on our podcast, Racing Talk Radio Download. God has blessed us with a beautiful Monday, an amazing weather day. So how can anyone not be feeling great today? However, my best partner, my crew chief, is feeling sickly and puny today. So coming to us from the Nooga Dentistry Studio Hotline is none other than the best guy I know and the Windstone Golf Club Husband of the Year recipient, none other than Casey Orr. Hello, brother.
Oh, man, I did not know I'd won the Husband of the Year trophy. I'm eagerly looking forward to displaying that on my trophy case.
How did I do with the introduction of the best guy I know, the trophy man of the year?
That was really good. Like I said, I'm super eager to hear what Mrs. Orr thinks about me winning that Husband of the Year. But the rest of it, I'm totally in line with.
Well, hopefully she's listening to today's broadcast, and she is, just thinking about what a wonderful husband she is. I saw on social media the other day, I think it was Facebook, it had a picture of a guy wearing a T-shirt that says, husband trophy or something like that, and I thought of you. Yeah, I thought of you, and I thought, man, you're the guy. So how could you possibly not be feeling good today? I mean, today was just outstanding weather. Humidity was down. I mean, it was just a day to feel happy and blessed to be an American. So what's up with you?
It was absolutely gorgeous today, Sean. And you know what? This is more of an abundance of caution thing. Did not sleep good, felt puny all day. You would be proud of me because I still went and got my workout in.
Man, that's dedication.
I thought it was one of those, sometimes you feel like you just got to sweat it out, it'll kick it in, but that did not happen. And about 2 o'clock today, I just decided I better not be in a room with you for an entire hour because we can't let the entire, racing talk radio empire be sick at the same time.
Yeah,
It's president and vice president. You never keep them in the same place too long, right? Because if they both go down, then what do we do?
You do have a good point. Of course, I am getting old, so I don't get over sickness quite as easily as I used to. But so I appreciate you not coming in the Nooga Dentistry Studio, not feeling your best. However, have you taken any supplements? Have you been to Nutrition World? Have you taken any zinc, any vitamin C? What are you doing to take care of that?
So I've got zinc that I take, and then really just staying hydrated. I'll take my creatine like I'm supposed to, like a good boy, but that's it. I really hadn't added anything new to the repertoire. I went to bed feeling great last night, and then I woke up a bunch during the night and, sweating and all that kind of stuff out of nowhere, and it just hadn't gotten better. So this wasn't leading up. It just all of a sudden I wasn't feeling good.
Man, and that's the worst feeling is when you're waking up in a sweat. One minute you're hot, one minute you're cold, and then when we've got outstanding weather like what we had today, I mean that's no fun to be inside, and you want to feel better, and you have every reason in the world that you want to feel better, but it's just not happening. So
and Sean, in full disclosure, I played golf yesterday. So
well, that may be part of it.
most of the time, if I don't feel good on Monday, it can be directly traced back to my golf on Sunday. But yesterday is not one of those cases. I was a very good boy and actually stayed hydrated because it was so hot outside.
I was going to say, maybe you partaked of too many, as you call them, barley waters, and your body is trying to detox.
Man, I wish that was the case because, you know, I know exactly what that feels like, and I'm pretty good at it. But, no, this is just...
You are approaching 50, though.
That's true. I'm getting closer. You'll have to tell me how that is, what that's like when I get there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This is... and you know what? I did... Mrs. Orr patched me up a little bit. I took a nap for about an hour and a half before I hopped on here, and I do feel a little better, but I'm hoping this is one of those, just one good night's sleep, I wake up like $1 million.
Well, after you spend an hour with me talking NASCAR, I bet come 7 o'clock you're going to feel much better, and you're going to be going, man, I'm glad I hooked up with him on the Nougat Dentistry Hotline.
Nothing will make me want to turn off the lights and go to bed more than talking to you for an hour. You are very correct.
That's gonna make you drowsy and want to end your day. Hey, speaking of golf, I come across the other day in the news media, and I thought of you, and I thought, man, I'm going to have to participate in this. And I saw where the 2027 Masters Tournament lottery has already began. Yep. And you can go register online at Masters or ANWA golf websites. Each event has its own lottery with a deadline of June the 20th. You can register for the Masters practice rounds, which are Monday through Wednesday, as well as the primary days, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You must be 21 years of age. All winners will be notified in July. The payment portal opens up on July the 20th with payments due in August. Tickets will be mailed out in March of 2027. Resales are not permitted. Have you ever registered for this lottery or done anything like that?
I have not, but I have friends that have. And if you'll remember last year, I got to go to the women's amateur at Augusta, and that's also done through a lottery. There's really, I don't think there's any way you can just walk up and buy tickets. Everything is lottery based.
Right.
And when you want to talk about an organization that is number one, they've got it together. Everything's done to the nines. They are a well-oiled machine when it comes to this stuff. But they are also, when they say no reselling of tickets, should you get caught doing that, you are banned for life. Like, you never get to go back in there and never get to attend, at least under your name, ever again. So they really have made the punishment to where no one tries to commit the crime. I know a lot of people that have won the practice rounds, and those seem there's more people invited to the practice rounds. But to be in the lottery and actually win, like a Saturday or Sunday, that's big time stuff.
Yeah, tickets are $125 for Monday and Tuesday, $150 each for Wednesday practice round and par three contests, and then game day tickets. That's what I'm going to call it. It's Thursday through Sunday. Those are $160 a ticket for the main round. My wife Kim and I are going to both register for this. I mean, what have you got to lose and everything to gain? As you know, I'm no big golfer. However, it is on my bucket list, and it's also on my wife Kim's bucket list, to go to the Masters at least one time, even if it's a practice. You and I have talked about this here on the show. So I would encourage anybody out there listening, if you're halfway remotely interested in golf or the Masters, I mean, what have you got to lose? Go online, search the Masters website, and get signed up.
And if for some reason you win, Sean will spot you the $160.
Yeah,
that's really sweet. So going to Augusta, I'm trying to think of the motorsports equivalent. Would have to be going to Daytona, going to Indianapolis. You know, you don't necessarily have to be a fan to go and just appreciate the majesticness, if that's a good word. I mean, walking the grounds of Augusta is as manicured. It's like you're walking around inside of a painting. I mean, everything is so perfect, and everything is taken care of. So, you know, they have, you know, sandwiches and drinks and all that, and it's all still very reasonably priced because they don't have to charge a lot for it. They really don't need the money. Mm-hmm. It is one of those things that, yes, you know, you and Kim don't play a lot of golf, but one trip there and you'll walk out going, wow, what did I just see?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree, and I certainly want to try to get registered and see what our chances are like to win. How cool would that be to win where you get a couple of tickets to go, and then I could check off my bucket list there?
I could only imagine, you know, winning and being there on a Sunday when one of those classic, you know, Rory McIlroy winning or something, you know, one of those iconic moments, and just actually getting to be there. Have you ever, just sports overall, it could be NASCAR, it could be anywhere, have you ever been at some sort of, I guess, what you would consider iconic moment? Have you ever, what is the most famous or biggest sports moment you've ever had or been witness of?
Well, I've been to many Daytona 500s through the years, especially my days with Union 76, Unocal 76, and in my NASCAR days of the fuel.
Yours is probably a sad one.
operation. And then, you know, I was there on the start-finish line up in the Union 76 suite, which this is not a one that I'm proud of, but I was there in the suite. On the start-finish line when we lost Dale Earnhardt. But probably the one that stands out most to me that was such a big deal just because of where it's at, and that was I was at the 1994 inaugural Brickyard 400 in Indianapolis. Jeff Gordon won the first one, and the pageantry and everything that just led up to that race, It was really a big deal, and the fact that NASCAR was going to Indianapolis. And, you know, this was at a time in our sport when NASCAR was really coming along strong, and it was getting that momentum, and we had, you know, all the big-name legends in the sport back at the time. And this was when Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt was battling it out on a weekly basis, and the sport was really, really thriving. And leading up to what was considered to be the biggest event of the year, and you add all the history and reputation that Indianapolis carries, that's probably the biggest event I've ever been to in as far as NASCAR goes. And it seemed like it was sold out. And we know what sold out looks like in Indianapolis. You're talking 300,000 plus. So I would have to say the Brickyard in 1994.
Yeah, it's so funny to think that's back when IndyCar had to invite NASCAR, right? Like, they were the big deal, and NASCAR was the up-and-comers, and now it's completely flipped the other way around. Yeah. I guess probably the coolest one I got to witness growing up in southern Oklahoma, if we went to a baseball game, we went to a Rangers game, kind of like how in Chattanooga, if we go to a baseball game, we run right down the road to the Braves. I got to see George Brett's final game, and he got out there and got a base hit on his very last game, or his very last at bat, and of course the place went wild. And when the game was, I think in the ninth inning, it was also Nolan Ryan. Nolan didn't pitch that day, but it was his last game, and he and George Brett walked out there and did a little wave at the crowd and retirement thing. And I always thought that was pretty cool that happened to be one of the games I got to see, because those are, you know, two Hall of Fame guys.
Well, that is a really cool story of a moment that you shared. However, I bet you there's quite a few listeners out there that have no idea who George Brett is.
There is not a baseball fan alive that doesn't know who George Brett is.
Listen, you know, that you got to remember that you were over in that Oklahoma part of the country. Where Kansas City baseball is big. Back here in the Southeast, you know, it's all Atlanta Braves.
Listen, and then everybody listening right now that ever played video games and had a baseball game, you picked the Royals because they had George Brett and Bo Jackson.
And if you weren't a Braves fan, you were a Cincinnati Reds fan.
Nah, that's true.
You know, yeah. So.
Were there a lot of Reds fans here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially.
Oh, I guess that's the lookout?
Well, I think some of that, but Pete Rose, Joe Morgan, Ken Griffey, Johnny Bench, those were all names. Of course, those might have been names that was before your time.
Listen, as a huge baseball fan, I know all those. But listen, if you think George Brett is dated,
Yeah.
Most everybody alive only remembers Joe Morgan from being on TV.
Yeah. Well, it was a big sports weekend going on across the country. We had the World Cup. We had the NBA Finals. The Pistons got that championship win. Just so much to keep up with and monitor. However, we did have a full weekend of NASCAR. All of it came from Pocono Raceway and Lawn Pond, Pennsylvania. We're going to get into all that and break it all down. We come back after the break. Also, we'll get into some of the latest news in the world of NASCAR. We're going to talk about where some of the teams are headed in 2027, who's going to be signing with who and who's going to remain, what contracts are up and what contracts are still got another year or two to go. We got all that and more straight ahead. We are broadcasting live from the Nook of Dentistry studio. You can find us online at racingtalkradio.com or at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio, download. We got a lot more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. Can you honestly promise me
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
This message is for anyone interested in fitness and bodybuilding. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Come see complete body transformations with our amazing Slim Fit Showdown. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize U, Nutrition World, Recall Media Group, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Nougat Dentistry, and Quality Mechanical Group. Check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nougat Dentistry. Nougat Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nougat Dentistry studio. Find Nougat Dentistry online at NougatDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back. I am Sean Whitfield along with Casey Orr. broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. And Casey, you didn't even catch this mistake that I made. However, super producer Chuck did.
Before you say it, I did, but I didn't want to jump in over you.
Okay. All right. So you're on top of it, too. I'm just the one that's failing miserably. And what mistake did I make?
The New York Knickerbockers are the ones that won the NBA championship, not the Detroit Pistons.
That's true. You know, I should have known better. However, I never watch NBA basketball. I very seldom ever keep up with it. My wife was shocked when I told her I had been watching all the games in the finals. She said, "You were doing what?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I saw where they had that 29-point lead the other night," and she couldn't believe it. So, yeah, I kind of got into it. But, yeah, I should have just said New York and left the name of the team out of it. I'd have been safer. And then also, too, not only was it a big sports weekend of what I had mentioned, I also failed to share this, and Chuck took care of me there too. And that's the Stanley Cup. Carolina Hurricanes won.
The Canes beat the Knights, I believe, the Golden Knights of Vegas.
Yeah, and there again, I never watch. I never watch hockey. I used to watch the Predators some, but for whatever reason, I've just never gotten into the hockey either. But I do enjoy going to see a Predators game, which I've seen probably two or three live in my life. And have you ever been to a hockey game in person?
Yes, and I have always been one to compare hockey to NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that TV is one thing, but being there is kind of that aha moment. I know enough about hockey to know that, you know, you got to put the biscuit in the basket to score. But, like, you know, all the different rules, offsides, icing, I don't really understand that. But when you're sitting there and you realize that ring's really not that big, these dudes are massive. They skate really fast, and they just they're so good. And they light each other up into the wall, and it's nonstop. I mean, it is go, 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 go. You come away from there going, wow, that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I have often used that analogy, too, where talking to somebody that's never been to a NASCAR race or perhaps don't even follow NASCAR, that is such a fair comparison, comparing it to hockey, being there live versus watching it on television.
You know, we always talk about how October is such a good month in sports because, you know, football is here, you're winding down in baseball. I can't remember. There's the weather is gorgeous. You know, NASCAR is getting towards the end of the playoffs. There's so much going on, but I got to tell you, you know, summertime's not always the best for sports. But right now, yes, you have the NBA finals, you have the hockey finals, the World Cup, which has been so much fun to watch. I couldn't tell you a thing in the world about soccer for the most part. But I love watching the World Cup because everybody's good, and it means so much to everyone.
Yeah.
But that has been fun to watch. And now you've still got NASCAR. We're getting ready to go road course racing. As you like for me to say, Sean, it's sneaky good right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, it is – I was going to say it's hard to believe, but in some regards, it's not hard to believe. And that is Denny Hamlin, 3 straight wins in a row. Now he has 64 career wins. We were looking at the driver's standings just a month or so ago, and Tyler Reddick was 3 digits out ahead of anybody in the driver's standings. Now he is only 19 points ahead of second place in the standings, Denny Hamlin. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, when you think about the regular season title, which I don't know if it means anything to these guys other than maybe an extra trophy and a little bit of bonus money, but this is a horse race where their 2 horses have clearly cleared the rest of the field, and it's just whose race is it to get to the very end? Because right now, Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick both, Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin both have just really checked out on the field.
Yeah.
Both of them. You know, Kyle Reddick still having one more victory than Denny, but you know, we were also with all this Kyle Busch, the talk and the honoring of him. You know, Denny's kind of quietly passed him for Cup Series victories, which is something we had just talked about, how they were really close and then they were tied, and now Denny's clipped him on that. So as far as his standing in the pantheon of NASCAR, it continues to go up. The problem with Denny, and it's not a problem, but I think if I'm Denny, I think this is really cool. I probably know I'm going to the Hall of Fame, but right now I'm still the best driver to never win a championship.
And let's don't leave out, he is the oldest. He is the oldest active driver at 45 years old.
That does not compute.
Yeah, for sure. It's almost we're at a point right now that it's time to cue up the dramatic music. Only 10 races remaining now to set the chase for the NASCAR series or Cup Series championship. The top of the standings have never been closer, and there's a lot of shuffling happening at the cutoff line too, and deciding which 16 drivers will have a shot at the 2026 title. It's a good time to be a NASCAR fan.
There is a lot of good racing, and there's going to be a lot of good jockeying for position to get in the top 16. It's just, if you're Denny Hamlin, or if you're a Denny Hamlin fan, you know, he's gotten so good, he is so good, that it's championship or bust. Coming in second and winning a couple races in the playoffs does Denny Hamlin no good.
He
has got to be completely and utterly focused on, I've got to get a championship.
Yeah. Have you noticed that there's not near as many boos when Denny Hamlin wins a race now? And I think there's so many critics and haters of Denny Hamlin that did feel bad for him last year because he was so close in winning a championship. He's had an outstanding and phenomenal career, and he had the situation with his family, the loss of his father in the off season. Him and his organization with Michael Jordan, 2311, they went to battle with NASCAR, and I honestly and truly believe there's nobody that could have conquered NASCAR the way they did, or anybody that even had the ability, and then not to mention the funding to go up and against NASCAR. And they were able to change the future of the sport for a very long time and possibly forever for the benefit of everybody involved, especially the team owners. And then to come into the season and have this kind of success, have the success of his organization, 2311, that he's a partner with Michael Jordan, for Tyler Reddick to be on top of his game, and then for many of the drivers at 2311 to be doing so well. Toyota is at the top of their game right now. They're above any other manufacturer out there. Denny is in the first year of a two-year contract with Joe Gibbs Racing. There's been quite a bit of chatter from time to time over the last couple of races in post-race interviews. Okay, Denny, you got a lot more in the tank. Are you going to continue to keep this going beyond 2027? He has sort of had mixed emotions about it. However, he is right now pretty much that's the plan, but you never know if that could change. So it's a situation with Denny Hamlin that it's good to be him. If you're a NASCAR driver, it's good to be Denny Hamlin, because you know each and every week when you strap into that Toyota, you got a big shot of winning that race.
And, you know, Denny Hamlin he has a podcast. He is, over the last 5 or 10 years, he's becoming more outspoken. He doesn't mind, you know, that comes with age, Sean. You would know that. You're not near as worried about telling people what you think.
Yeah, that does tend to go with age.
It can come off brash. It can come off braggadocious. You can think he's cocky, whatever. But two things can help you when it's like that. Number one, success. And he's certainly having it. And number two is being correct. And I think that's what the lawsuit told us. You know, Denny ran his mouth a lot, but he was correct in all this stuff, and actually took it to a court. And yeah, it was settled. But let's you know, we all know that Denny and Michael won. It's kind of, and he's the kind of guy that keeps receipts. He's not scared to go back and go, you know, on Twitter and all this, go, remember that time you said this? Well, what do you think about that now? So
yeah.
you can be outspoken if you're really, really good and you're also correct.
Well, we as the NASCAR Nation, we got a lot to be happy and proud of. Not only everything we're speaking of here at the moment, but Pocono, they were sold out yesterday, fourth year in a row.
How cool.
Yeah, fourth consecutive year in a row. And get a load of this. They attracted fans as far as their ticket list. They had fans from all 50 states, 20 countries, including Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, and Australia ranks third in ticket sales behind the United States and Canada. The previous three sellouts produced the largest crowds at Pocono since 2010. And get a load of this. 3,300 camping spots were sold, and they were sold out of camping spots at Pocono.
And is this the Talladega of the North?
Well, it reminds you why Camping World advertises and sponsors very heavily in NASCAR. It's because their audience and demographic is part of the NASCAR Nation.
You know, talking about Pocono, and we hit on this last week, it really used to be like, you know, that was like the week we'd take vacation, right? Like, oh, it's Pocono. Was not always the best race on the track. But I think they've learned it's the old Darlington effect, which I know we've gone back on now, but sometimes less is more.
Yeah.
And I know racetracks don't want to hear that because they make their money a certain way, but making an event a little bit exclusive or a little bit of a, you know, a yearly big deal. You know, Sean, like we were talking about earlier, you don't go to Augusta for three tournaments. You go once and it's the biggest one.
Yeah.
So, you know, up in that area, they have done a good job at kind of bringing this back to a very cool event that people want to go to.
Yeah. Let's get into the results of the race at Pocono right before we head into a commercial break. And that is, we got Denny Hamlin, third win in a row, started on the pole, ended up in victory lane. He led 28 laps of the 160-mile lap race, 400 miles. Second was Tyler Reddick. Third, William Byron. Fourth, John Hunter Nemechek. Fifth, Kyle Larson. Sixth, Eric Jones. Seventh was Chris Buescher. Eighth, Ross Chastain. Ninth, Ty Gibbs. And 10th, Ryan Blaney.
Only two Fords in the top 10, Sean, and it's all the way down at 7 and number 10. Other drivers of note, Chase Elliott, 11th. Chase Briscoe, 12th. Austin Cindric, 14th. Down the list a little bit, Carson Hocevar with a 20th place finish. Bubba Wallace, after a recent really strong run, finished 21st. Austin Dillon, 25th. Christopher Bell, 26th. SVG, 31st place. Joey Logano, rough day for him, in 34th. And then all the way at the very bottom, our buddy Brad Keselowski. As good as the front of the leaderboard looks for Toyota, that's how bad the back of the bottom of the leaderboard looks like for Ford, Sean. Five out of the bottom six drivers were in the blue oval.
Yeah, wow. There were five caution flags for 23 laps and 17 lead changes among 11 drivers. All right, when we come back after the break, we will break down the driver's standings after the race at Pocono, as well as we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. We'll get you up to date where some of the drivers may be headed in 2027. Who's going to stay? Who may shuffle seats? We'll get into all that and more as we continue. We want to thank you so much for making us a part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, as we continue talking NASCAR for 25 years. 25 years we've been talking NASCAR. We couldn't have done it without all of you, and we thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. We got a lot more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlanger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Chat Mortgage, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, and Nutrition World. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
As we continue, I am Sean Whitfield along with Casey Orr. Casey is feeling a little puny today. However, I think I've made him feel better. He's not in the Nugent Dentistry studio today. He's hanging out at home and talking a little NASCAR with me today from the Nugent Dentistry studio hotline. And Casey, are we starting to give you a little more energy and making you feel better?
You know, we may be in trouble here, Sean, because I do wish I felt better. But I can really get used to.
I know where this is going.
My wife's office, kick back, feet up. You know, got the kitchen right downstairs. If I need to grab a snack, this may just become an auxiliary studio.
You know, for some reason, I knew where that was going because I was gonna. I was just about to say, and don't get too used to that.
Yeah, I was gonna. I got to see if Mrs. Orr will let me put a mini fridge up here.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I thought you enjoyed hanging out here with me. It kind of gave you a break. Don't you need a break exactly occasionally? Right. Or maybe she needs a break. That's probably more like it.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, she needs a break from you. So that's, well, that may not be too good idea. But I am glad that you're able to join me, even though feeling kind of puny and run down today, and hopefully some of that zinc and vitamin C or whatever else you're taking will kick in. Because, you know, you are becoming, you know, more physically fit since you have a personal trainer. So your body might be able to recover a little quicker than normal.
You know, as bad as I felt today, and sometimes, you know, you just got to get out and sweat and like, all right, maybe I'm having a hard time. Whatever it is, let me just sweat it out.
Yeah.
A little exercise will do me good. I was so proud of myself, and I was so excited to tell you, hey, I feel horrible, but I still went to the gym. Because I feel like that's probably something you would do. Even when you feel bad, you make yourself go to the gym and, you know, needlessly get everybody else sick.
I would absolutely agree with you. And that is dedication. I am so proud and impressed at your commitment, because an average person that's just halfway, got 1 foot in and 1 foot out about health and fitness, would have found, they would have used that as their reason why they couldn't have gone to the gym today. But you didn't do that. So
yeah,
thumbs up.
I've learned that when your stomach's a little sour, it's not near as much fun doing ab exercise.
And I've been in the gym now 36 years, and I can think of many times I would go and I'd have every reason in the book, all these lame excuses of why I didn't need to be there. And I can probably count on one hand how many times I got there, and 30 minutes into my workout, I'm thinking, man, I wish I hadn't come. Majority of the time, I always, and once I get there and get into it, I always walk out the door thinking, man, I'm glad I came and I didn't use these ridiculous excuses of why I couldn't come. So it
gave me a boost for a while, but like I said, about 2 o'clock today, I hit the wall and I said, man, I'm not doing anybody any good anywhere. I gotta go.
All right, let's move on into getting into the driver's standings in the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Pocono. We got Tyler Reddick in the lead, as I mentioned earlier in the show, only 19 points ahead of second place Denny Hamlin. 19 points. And just a few weeks ago, it was over 100 points. Third spot, Ryan Blaney. Now, Casey, get a load of this. 19 points with Denny. Ryan Blaney in third, 165 points.
Yeah, it really is. There's a top two. And Blaney really has kind of got his own little, like, got a pretty good lockdown on number three. But it is the top two and everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. In fourth spot, we got Chase Elliott. In fifth, Ty Gibbs.
All right, and the rest of the standings. In the sixth spot, Kyle Larson. Seventh, Chris Buescher. Eighth, Daniel Suarez. Ninth, Carson Hocevar. Rounding out the top ten, Christopher Bell, followed by William Byron, Chase Briscoe in 12th, Bubba Wallace 13th, SVG in 14th. Eric Jones jumps up after this week to 15th spot. Austin Cindric in the 16th, and following his bad run at Pocono, Keselowski falls out of the top 16, and right behind him, Joey Logano. So two big names, two of the old guys still on the outside looking in. And I thought about this, Sean. Down there at 23rd, Ross Chastain. As much as we have talked about Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin and, you know, the rookie Carson Hocevar and how good he is for the sport, we seem to be giving a pass on just how bad Ross Chastain's season was going.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's not at all what Anheuser-Busch would have expected. You know, they're a premier sponsor in the sport sponsoring him, and it was like a prestige for Trackhouse Racing to get that sponsorship when Kevin Harvick left the sport in NASCAR. And, you know, they're not used to being back in 23rd position with that race car in the driver's standings.
And I would have told the marketing guy, that's a very safe bet, putting it on him.
Yeah.
Ross Chastain, I don't know what's going on at Trackhouse, but, yes, he's got a few races to turn it around. But certainly not having the success, and really not even challenging for wins. And, you know, he was kind of the zany antics guy before Hocevar showed up on the scene.
Now, we've been talking about the fact that Hamlin is closing in on Reddick. Just 10 races ago in the regular season with 4 points race victories, he has cut Reddick's lead by 19 points. Reddick had 5 wins early in the year and had more than a 100-point lead, which we've pointed out more than once here. The regular season champion starts the 10-race chase postseason with 2,100 points. The runner-up starts at 2,075. Hamlin isn't as strong as Reddick on road courses coming up in the next 2 weeks, but the fact that we've got the street course race coming up at Naval Base Coronado and the road course race at Sonoma. But both drivers are pretty strong at just about all the tracks that we've got coming up in the final 10. So this could come up to be a shootout between those two guys.
Yeah. You know, I was here in the auxiliary studio, Sean. I had a little time to put together a deep dive.
Doing some homework, huh?
You know how I like doing that. If you look at their stats, everything is so close. First of all, we talk about the two drivers that are ahead of everybody else. Those two guys have 9 wins together. The entire rest of the garage area has a total of 7.
Yeah.
So it really is a tale of two guys versus everybody else. But Reddick has 1 more top 5, 1 more top 10. They're tied to the amount of top 20 finishes. One thing that is surprising, Denny Hamlin still 0 DNFs on the year. So that's helping him quite a bit there on the points. Denny has more stage wins. Tyler has more pole positions. Denny's led the most laps of 4 races, Tyler of 3. But the average finish for Tyler Reddick this year is 7.2. The average finish for Denny Hamlin, 7.8. I mean, they are so close. And you get to Ryan Blaney in third, 11.8. So it's another 4 spots down. Just really, they're having a very similar season. Tyler Reddick had it early. Denny Hamlin's having it right now. But I did find it curious. Erik Jones, Arsen Hosovar, and Denny Hamlin, the only 3 guys in the top 16 that do not have a DNF. Carson Hosovar not having a DNF surprised me.
Yeah. All right, let's shift gears and talk a little bit about what the future holds in the 2027 NASCAR Cup Series. Let's get into news in the world of NASCAR. We got 2 current Cup drivers that kind of hold the keys to the NASCAR silly season, and one isn't in a contract year. Alex Bowman with Hendrick Motorsports is the most high-profile driver at the moment who has not signed for next year. Whether he continues at Hendrick Motorsports could determine how the season evolves for others. The other driver who is key is Connor Zillage, who is signed through next season. He's one of the most heralded prospects, and Trackhouse is struggling. Could he sign early with another team, much like what Tyler Reddick did a few years ago and went to 23-11? The most recent silly season development came May the 30th when 23-11 officially announced Corey Heim would replace Riley Herbst in the number 35 car next year. Joe Gibbs Racing has they'll be keeping Ty Gibbs. I would say that Ty Gibbs will be racing there his entire career next year.
Yeah.
I don't see him going anywhere. Do you?
Yeah, I don't think it really matters how many years are on his contract. We know he's going to be there until he decides not to.
Yeah. We know Denny Hamlin is at least committed through the end of 2027. Chase Briscoe, Christopher Bell are signed beyond this season into next season. So it sort of just depends on where what he's going to do at the end of 2027. Brent Cruz, who drives in the O'Reilly series, is one of the development drivers and is getting prepared for Cup. He could fill that number 11 position. And you go on to Hendrick Motorsports, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, William Byron are all signed through next year. Bowman is a question, which we mentioned a little bit ago. Get over to Team Penske. Ryan Blaney having recently signed his contract. He's secure. Austin Cindric doesn't have a deal yet for next year. He's 16 in the points, and it could be a possibility of whether he may or may not return. You got RFK Racing. Ryan Preece is 17th in the standings. His future is unclear at the moment. Brad Keselowski is going to remain at RFK until he retires, plus the fact he is co-owner of the team. So that's not going anywhere. Spire Motorsports. Yeah. Go ahead if you were going to add something.
No, I was saying with Keselowski, the way his performance has been so up and down, it's hard when you want to have a talk with the boss or the boss wants to have a talk with you, and they're the same person.
Yeah, that's true. Spire Motorsports has been having an outstanding year. They have Carson Hosovar locked up in a long-term deal. Michael McDowell and Daniel Suarez are not. Spire has shown the willingness to eat a year of a contract to get the driver they want, so we'll have to wait and see where that goes. Moving on to Trackhouse Racing, all three Trackhouse cars, Ross Chastain, SVG, and Zillage are signed at least through next season. So we'll see where that continues on. Here's one that really caught my attention, Legacy Motors Club. Eric Jones and John Hunter Nemechek could very well return next year, although some improvements in performance. If they don't have some improvements in performance, we could see a change there. Legacy will add a third chartered car next year, and they are expecting to land a spot with Riley Herbst. Jesse Love also appears to be a candidate for Legacy Motor Club. And then Colleague Racing, they neither have A.J. Allmendinger or Ty Dillon locked in next year. They are sort of scrambling for sponsor support, and they are closely aligned with Dodge and the Dodge Ram program in the truck series, but it doesn't appear that Dodge is ready to go cup racing yet, so maybe they're kind of holding out to see when that day may come. And then last, Richard Childress Racing. Austin Dillon is expected return in 2027, which that doesn't make sense to me. I think he should go on and start running the company. He sits 24th in the standings right now. Austin Hill has been the driver for the number 33 over the last couple of weeks, and he is a candidate for next year, but it has not yet been determined. So that's how things are sort of stacking up at the moment. Anything stand out to catch your eye, Mr. Orr, there?
Yeah, I guess a little shocked that, and granted, there's nothing official, but surely if you're Spire Motorsports, you've got to be having some discussions with Daniel Suarez. He's about to make the playoffs. He won a race for you. I would, you know, proven success for a team like that, I think that would at least earn you another year. We talk about, and I guess, the fact that we're talking about Ross Chastain and how he landed the Budweiser sponsorship and is having such a rough year, it kind of surprises me. I mean, what is the surest thing in NASCAR right now? It has to be the fact that if your name is on the side of a SVG car about six races a year, a really good chance it's going to end up in victory lane. Any of these bigger teams that aren't quite sure what they're going to do, or any of these sponsors that are looking around going, man, I really want to end up in victory lane. He's 14th in the standings. He's getting good at oval tracks. We know he's always going to – coming up this week, Sean, we head to another road course race. We know he's going to be the talk of the town. There's not a lot guaranteed anymore, but he seems like one of the sure things.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue talking some news in the world of NASCAR. I'm broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Casey Orr is broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry hotline from his home turf. We'll be back together in the studio next week. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. I'm alive, but I'm alone. Part of me is fighting.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Nuga Dentistry, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Quality Mechanical Group, Recall Media Group, For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
As we continue, I am Sean Woodfill along with Casey Orr. We've just got a few minutes left in today's program. And Casey, I thought this was pretty cool. And I'm wondering if you've ever paid much attention to it. Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in Sports. You ever paid any attention to that?
Yeah, it's always a big story when it comes out. Whoever's on the cover, but it's usually, you know, there'll be athletes, team owners, people in the media. Yeah, it's always a fun little discussion.
I've been aware of it, but I've never really paid much attention to it. So I don't know how many times in the past years NASCAR stars have been a part of it. But Michael Jordan has made the list. He is, of course, three-time, along with his three-time partner of Daytona 500, Denny Hamlin. Of course, Denny Hamlin has made the list, as well as Carson Hocevar has also made the list. That's quite impressive.
You know, we talked about that, Sean. NASCAR is in a let's throw it back to basketball. You know, you don't pay attention to basketball, but this year you watched it because the New York Knicks are this classic team, and right now the San Antonio Spurs have a once-in-a-generation player. Victor Wembanyama is 7'6". He can shoot three-pointers. He can block every shot. I mean, they call him the alien. That's his nickname. And it is a tune-in factor for people to go, wow, who is this guy everyone's talking about, right? He's kind of the next big thing. And we here in NASCAR, we've had a lot of people retire in the last 10 years, a lot of our biggest stars. And, yes, we have Chase Elliott, and he's awesome. And, yes, we have Ryan Blaney, and he's great. But that it factor, that next big star. And it just goes to show, people that really aren't even NASCAR fans, but go, hey, who's more influential? It's obviously Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin, not only on the track, but off. And then this new upstart rookie that everybody's talking about.
Yeah. Well, at least NASCAR made three of the people on the list out of 100. So
yeah,
that's not too bad, I guess.
But it's not Chase Elliott who's the most popular.
Yeah,
you know, it's not Ryan Blaney who's a champ. It's not none of these guys that I feel like NASCAR keeps trotting out as the face of NASCAR. It's almost like the face is being picked for them. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, NASCAR is headed for a special one-off event this weekend, and they will be racing at the Naval Base Coronada out in San Diego. That's a 16-turn, 3.4-mile street course, and that will be certainly challenging, and this is a new event. There's very little room for error there, and this is an inaugural event, and if you'll remember, the last inaugural event we had that was a street course was at Chicago, and when NASCAR debuted there 3 years ago, and Shane Van Gisbergen was the winner of that race. So coming up at a new course this year, or new racetrack this weekend, Casey, who's your favorite?
Yeah, super cool. Another road course race. Just like I said, if we're going road course racing, who's the money on? It's on SVG.
Yeah, for sure. I would echo that. That's no question. Shane Van Gisbergen is certainly the favorite. And
then we go to another road course at Sonoma. And guess who's probably the favorite there?
Yeah.
Shane Van Gisbergen.
Yeah. It could be two in a row to break up that three straight win series that Denny Hamlin's had going on. All right, sir. Well, that's going to do it for this hour. Any final words before we go today?
I'm going to go take some zinc, get a good night's rest, and hopefully be ready to conquer the world tomorrow.
Well, thanks for hanging in there and joining me for another edition of Racing Talk Radio. And we want to thank all of you out there for joining us today here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. We will be back here again next Monday, 6 p.m., to break down all the NASCAR weekend on and off the racetrack. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
The truth is waiting there for you to find it. It's not a night, but a remedy.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.